I'm sure it's a song that my next guest has never, ever heard in his entire life as a guy who works in commercial maritime industries. Josh Berglund, he is the commercial manager and the assistant project manager for Offshore Inland, which means refurbishment of big ships at the Port of Pensacola. Josh, welcome to the Pensacola Morning News for the first time.
Yeah, hey, Angie, thanks for having me and letting me talk about Offshore Inland a little bit.
Absolutely. And before we talk about the new boat that's in port right now, I did want to ask you a question, and you told me off the air, and it came as kind of a surprise to me. I had used to talk to Buddy McCormick for years and years and years. I have not talked to him in a while, but you told me that he passed away recently. Is that right?
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, he passed away a few months ago.
Oh.
And I kind of think my dad and Buddy used to work together at Atlantic Marine, and so I've known Buddy almost my whole life. So it was really, really sad to hear.
Yeah, no. I mean, he used to be kind of my go-to guy for Offshore Inland questions, and obviously I haven't talked to him in a while, but man, that's just, he was such a good, really great friend of the show and just, is a good person. Anyway, we have a new ship in port, but it's the new ship looks like the old ship, right? It's very similar to the one that had been there before, the United States Naval ship William R. Button.
Yeah, exactly. It's actually considered her sister vessel. They are both a part of the Bobo class, and what they are part of the Maritime Prepositioning Force. So basically, in layman's terms, they go to Diego Garcia, Guam, kind of the strategic locations for the U.S., and they carry various supplies, ammunition, and other military equipment. So when they need to be deployed to support our guys, they would go there in a quick manner.
Okay, so this is, as you say, this is the warehouse to make sure that our folks in the Navy and others, Marines, would have the supplies they need whenever they need to do something else. And because it's a Navy ship, it's not a merchant marine vessel. It's something that you know, the military actually controls, right?
Yeah, actually, the owner of the vessel is Military Sealift Command, and they are managed by another company. And actually, believe it or not, the crew on board are actually civilian crew that support.
Okay, so it is a sort of a hybrid kind of merchant marine navy kind of thing.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
yes, sir.
Interesting. And the story on it's the Dwayne T. Williams, and he was a private, I think, in Vietnam, and he's a Medal of Honor winner, right?
Yeah, yeah. And whenever they name their vessels, you know, they name it after, you know, various war heroes. So just like the Button and the Williams, and they do that for a lot of their ships. They're very important people.
Yeah, very interesting story. I guess he threw himself on a grenade to save a bunch of people in Vietnam. And, I mean, just, you know, the kind of thing that you think, my God, that's amazing. You know, that's the people that we're made of. And it's amazing that these people devote themselves. So what are you guys doing? If people don't know, Offshore Inland is a MRO operation, maintenance, repair, and overhaul. What are you going to be doing with this ship?
Yeah, so for this ship right now, the plan is she's going to be here through April. And we're going to be supporting, whether that's, you know, repairs, supporting the crew. I mean, whatever they need from us for, you know, just even general maintenance, we're here to support. And they were extremely pleased with what we did with the Button, just the kind of breath of fresh air of just the support, the willingness to support, the helpfulness, et cetera. And they brought the Williams about 2.5 weeks later.
It must be, I imagine, kind of nice to have, you know, you just worked on this exact ship or something extraordinarily similar, so you know your way around, you know what needs to be done, you've learned lessons, I assume, and you can do it more effectively and efficiently the second time around. Is that a fair expectation?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, it helps us a lot because, in a sense, everything should be almost exactly the same. So we actually are using our same exact superintendent, Jimmy Burnsteel, on the Williams as we did for the Button. Brandon Gilmore is our PM that was on the Button, so he'll be the PM again, and I will be supporting him just like I did on the Button as well. So they're kind of getting the same crew as before, so it should go just as smooth or even smoother.
And the crew is working during this time? They're recreating during this time, kind of a mix of both? And how many crew was it again?
The crew on board, I would say, is anywhere from 10 to 20 people right now.
Okay.
And they're going to be doing various crew changes. But, I mean, I think probably one of the best parts that's not only for Offshore Inland, for the city of Pensacola, is that the crew loved Pensacola so much. I mean, the first thing the chief engineer said to us when he came down was like, man, we are so excited to be here. We were talking to the guys on the Button crew, and whether it's going to the Wahoo games, going to the Fish House, you know, going just to have the ambiance of having downtown Pensacola, and while doing their jobs, Monday through Friday. I mean, they said they couldn't have picked a better spot.
Ah, we love that. We'll put that on the ad. Last thing, just for scope, how many people are working on this? How many folks are going to be working on this this maintenance and overhaul for the Williams from offshore inland?
Yeah, so our goal is to be having a workforce of 40 to 50 people on this project while she's here.
Wow. That's, and these are good-paying jobs. I mean, this is, you know, they're not making 15 bucks an hour. This is pretty high-paying jobs, and it's a great skilled trade that we have here in Pensacola, right? Oh, did we lose them?
Around.
Oh, sorry. Sorry, I didn't hear the very first part of your. Go ahead, Josh. Say it again.
Yeah, I think you see all across, you know, labor is hard to get nowadays. And so these guys, welders, fitters, I mean, it's an art, right? To do a weld and do it well is a true art. And so we're actually really lucky that we have the great guys that we do. And that's a big reason why the Williams is here now is because they did a great job.
I know this may be a little out of left field, but and you may not know the answer, but we have a welder training program at our road prison in Escambia County. Do you happen to know if anybody works for you guys that came from that program? I know they go to shipbuilding operations all along the Gulf Coast, but has that produced any employees for you guys that you know of?
I would think. I don't know 100%. Okay. I can talk to Jeff Blake. He's our senior vice president of production. I can find out and I can get back to you, Andrew, on that for sure.
Yeah, just, I mean, you know, it may not have, but it's just kind of a great success story if it does, you know, kind of thing. And I'd be just kind of like a little curious to know. Well, Josh, this is great. Thank you so much. Go ahead.
Yes, no, our goal always is to, you know, hire locally in the area and all that. I mean, just like I said, Jimmy Bernstein, one of our superintendents on the Williams, is actually a local to the area. And another superintendent, Cord, he's actually local to the area too. So that's just two off the bat that we try to, you know, local to hire within the area.
I love it. Well, very good. Well, Josh Berglund, he is the commercial manager and the assistant project manager for offshore inland here at the Port of Pensacola and working on the U.S. Navy ship PFC Dwayne T. Williams. It's going to be in port until April and looks a lot like the ship that was there, but it is not the same ship as it was there. Josh, thank you so much for the time. Thanks for teaching us what's going on at our port, and we'll talk to you again sometime soon.
Thanks for having me, Andrew. Have a great day.
Absolutely.